welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL. Broadcasting live from WUOL's performance studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock, and it's time for Lunchtime Classics here at Classical 90.5. And we are about to wrap up our season at the end of this month, but we've got every Wednesday until the last Wednesday of the month, we are full. We just added the Consensus String Quartet for the May 30th Lunchtime Classics. Check the website at wuol.org to find out Lunchtime Classics complete season schedule. I'm very happy to welcome a man who is new to the series, but not new to Louisville, and not only a tenor, but a composer as well, and we'll hear him in both roles today. Starting off with Samuel Barber, I would like to welcome tenor Douglas Biggs and pianist Deborah Dirks.
Good afternoon. Well, looking at our first set today, it's called The Hermit Songs, and it's a well-known seminal collection of art songs from 20th century music. And the easiest way to explain it is to look at Barber's own, a short reading from Barber's own composer's notes at the beginning of the score. And what he says is that they, the Hermit Songs, are settings of anonymous Irish texts of the 8th to 13th centuries, written by monks and scholars, often on the margins of manuscripts they were copying or illuminating, perhaps not always meant to be seen by their father superiors. They are small poems, thoughts, or observations, some very short, and speak in straightforward, droll, and often surprisingly modern terms of the simple life these men led, close to nature, to animals, and to God.
Pity me on my pilgrimage to Lockdown. Churches and the bells, bewailing your sores and your wounds. What but a tear can I squeeze from my eyes? But poison and I, after so much sin, pity me, O King. What shall I do? Son by whom all men were made, who shunned not the death by three wounds. Pity me on my pilgrimage to Lockdown. And I with a heart that's softer than a she, unless he gives me his son from heaven. I may nurse him, so that Christ came down to her in the form of a baby, and then she said, "Infant Jesus at my breast, nothing in this world is true, save a tiny nursling you. Infant Jesus at my breast, by my heart every night. You're a nurse, or not a child, but were begat on Mary, the Jewess, by heaven's light. Infant Jesus at my breast, what king is there but you?
Like to have the men of heaven in my own house, with vats of good cheer laid out for them. I would like to have the three Marys, their fame is so great. I would like people from every corner of heaven. I would like them to be cheerful in their drinking. I would like to have Jesus sitting here among them. I would like a great lake of beer for the King of Kings. I would like to be watching heaven's family, drinking it through all eternity.
It has broken us, it has crushed us, it has drowned us. Oh, King of the star bright kingdom of heaven. The wind has consumed us, has swallowed us, as timber is devoured by crimson fire from heaven. It has broken us, it has crushed us, it has drowned us. Hunting, for me, study. Your shining eye watches the wall. My feeble eye is fixed on a book. You'll rejoice when your claws and trap a mouse. I rejoice when my mind fathoms a problem. Pleased with his own art, neither hinders the other. Thus we live ever, without tedium and the man who does not raise his voice in praise with joyful words, as he alone can, heaven's high king, to whom the white bird with no soul but air, all day, everywhere, all day, everywhere.
We're live in the studios of the Classical 90.5 for Lunchtime Classics, and welcome. I'm Alan Brandt. We've just heard tenor Douglas Biggs and pianist Deborah Dirks performing the Hermit Songs by Samuel Barber. Well done, both of you. Great.
Thank you.
And the accompanist never gets the what's due to her, but Deborah, that's a great job you do. Thank you.
Just plays fabulously, doesn't she?
Yes, she does, and plays for many people in town and all over the country. Douglas, just a little bit of background as I read from your bio. Not only a tenor, but a composer as well. Schooled first at Dartmouth, then at U of L, and other places. Many awards, including a district award for Metropolitan Opera Competition, Luciano Pavarotti Vocal Competition, and a few others. Sounds like you've been busy.
Well, that's true. Those awards were when I was a bit of a younger man, but have been taken up more these recent years, also in performing and pursuing a real promotion of American art song. From whatever genre, it's always easiest to rely on the old standards to do Strauss or Schubert or Fauré and forget the very real and important and listenable living people who haven't passed on. Mm-hmm. And dealing with living and new art is very important to me.
Now, is that involved also with Tunesmith?
Tunesmith is my business that back when I was in graduate school at U of L, I started copying music for other people before a lot of this grew. And as I started traveling as a singer and writing as a composer, my clients didn't care where I was. And frankly, I did an AIDA in Anchorage, Alaska in 97, and I had a client at that time shipping me work from Miami to overnight to Anchorage, Alaska, and then get shipped back.
Right. Well, you're active, very active as a singer, just standing still. I noticed that you do a lot of gesticulation, that you almost look like you belong on an opera stage, the way you present your songs.
Yeah, you'd like to give the audience something to interact with. Mm-hmm. I feel that delivering the poem and the lyric along with the song, if you just simply stand still all the time, it kind of puts a curtain between you and the audience. And you want them to be with you mm-hmm. all the way to the end. And you can see that in people's faces.
Yeah.
Now, this can go too far. But certainly, your point's well taken.
Well, we're looking forward to the works that you have composed, and we'll talk about them after we hear your next selection, which are songs of Ernest Charles. Now, he's a composer that I'm not familiar with.
Well, believe it or not, he was one of the better-selling composers in the 30s and 40s. There's not a lot of... you can Google away on the Internet, and there's not a whole lot of information about him, although some of his songs are in many of the teaching books, songs for tenor and whatnot. This is a completely different thing than Samuel Barber. These were written sort of in the 30s, 40s style that you think of when you think of Gershwin, or Astaire singing from Top Hat, White Tie and Tails. Mm-hmm. Not unserious, not that they're not well crafted, triple negative, but it's very different, and it's fun, and they're beautiful, and we're not going to apologize for liking them.
No, we're not going to apologize for listening to them. We're going to hear six songs of Ernest Charles. Again, please welcome to Lunchtime Classics, tenor Douglas Biggs and pianist Deborah Dirks.
I have a house on the top of a hill where the clouds go drifting by. And I have a lovely garden of dreams in this house so close to the sky. Bees are humming the whole day long while birds are singing their happy song. What love is waiting there alone in my house on the top of a hill? I have a house on the top of a hill where the clouds go drifting by. And each little flower in the garden there lifts its smiling face to the sky.
Thank you.
hours are past, yet on and ever it gleams, the moon of Evelynquin is bearing my summer sky resemble life as they wander by. Whence they come and whither they go, we often wonder. Like shadows and hold their place, ever eagering like the dawn, never enduring but always gone. Part of the infinite, shall we say, part of the moment we gone.
We are live in the studios of Classical 90.5 in the performance studio, to be precise, listening to tenor Douglas Biggs and pianist Deborah Dirks in a performance here, part of Lunchtime Classics. We have Lunchtime Classics scheduled for live performances every Wednesday until the end of May. So check WUOL.org to see the complete and updated schedule. Got one more set of songs that are on today's program, and they happen to be very personal to the tenor singing today because they were written by Douglas Biggs. Now, Dennis, you had mentioned, or excuse me, Douglas, you've mentioned that your job as a composer is almost overshadowing your singing career now.
Well, we've had a couple of incidents in past couple years that have sort of given me enforced layoffs, but I have discovered as I became involved in writing film scores and video soundtracks and doing arrangements for people and writing commission on spec. Right now I'm working on my first string quartet for a group down in Knoxville. I found that I become much more enamored of living art, of new things. Not that other things are not beautiful and important and expansive as they should be, but I just became curious about what other people were thinking and how they put it into the dots on the page and the sound in the air.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've written a Sun Cycle that we'll hear next. What attracted you to the form of a song cycle as a composer?
Well, the fact is that it allows you to carry a longer story, if you will, loosely, rather than collections of sets of songs, although those are very useful too. And you can express a development of character, changes in emotion, just various changes over time in a song cycle of linked poems or poems that you link to just give you a way to express larger ideas in a bigger context.
So you've actually applied for put your Merton songs that we'll hear next into a competition called the Bellini International Competition. And tell us about that. Where are you at
well,
that stage?
Right now we're in the express passport and visa stage and trying to figure out how to get affordable plane fares and $3 a gallon gasoline days. But yes, I did enter this in the Bellini competition, which is in Sicily. It has many different categories. And I figured, well, not having been to Sicily, I'll just go and perform my own work myself. And I asked them, since I'm going to be there singing, can I be in the vocal performance category too? And they said, well, sure, why not? They've had people do that before. And
excellent.
I'm not sure whether that's good or bad or indifferent. All you can do is take your swing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, tell us, I assume that we're talking about Thomas Merton when we're talking about the Merton songs.
My interest in Thomas Merton came about in 2000 when a friend of mine, over at Bellarmine, A.T. Simpson asked me to write a piece for the baccalaureate mass at Bellarmine at the end of the year. And I thought, since the Merton Center there and their crosstown rival, that I would take a look at some of his poems. And in the process of writing this one piece, I discovered others that I found attractive, whether it be imagery or expressions of his own warmth and humor and outlook on life. And I said, well, you know, we need to look at this more fully. And that's where it came from. And as I was in the process of writing this, September 11th happened. And so it's been dedicated to the folks involved in September 11th.
All right. Well, let's go to the Merton songs, written by Douglas Biggs and performed by tenor Douglas Biggs and pianist Deborah Dirks.
Precinct of the wintry city, squadron of Arizona.
of the tenements at the business about to be done. Neither Lord Vagabond, thy starry country, nor hear what rumors crowd across the dark, where blood runs down those holy walls, nor frame a childish blessing with thy hand toward that fiery spiral of exalting sounds. Go, child of God, child of God, upon the singing desert, where with eyes of flame the roaming lion keeps thy road from harm. The noise of whispers in the dry grass of pastures and the solemn night with their weak bells. Lay the
and speedeth line, and speed it sings by itself sings. For nobody a golden speedeth line and emptiness sings without a word by itself. He come upon Mr. Periphrastic. Mr. Scram, your theater done today, tomorrow senseless. Can you write no better verse? They'll take away your pencils. Pardon me, my farthing face. Pardon you, your poundish presence. They took away my burnished box I use for keeping flocks of pheasants. Robbed me of my case of best. Stole away my pocket box. Indeed, the sly unknown monsieur. Stole it from me rather badly. Treated me like dogs. Umbril walketh on the sand, flying mean and close. Scuds around to pester mister, smacks him in the nose. Mister, clap your theaters on today, tomorrow boons. Meanwhile, I snatch a writing pad, like I warn you words. Pardon me, my many presents. A dirty one that fits you like a glove. They took away my crate of bees. They all unbound my mouse's pen. They boxed my box of antelopes. Build it in my noiseless.
almost have to be. Out of the heavy hanging sea, and in the thin, thin changeable air, our unrobed seems some other way. But play that chord of violins, where waters most like music in.
gentlemen, adios. We shall meet again. We shall again be partners. Life is short. Courtesy. Repentance is for little children.
Wonderful. That was the Merton Songs, written by our tenor today, Douglas Biggs. Wonderful.
Thank you very much. Very Thank you for job. Having me.
Thanks for being here, and you can bet you'll do well in Sicily. I wish you luck with that.
Well, thank you. If you don't mind, if people have an interest in the Merton Songs, they can always send me to info@douglasbiggs.com.
All right. That's Biggs with two G's, by the way.
And all lowercase.
All over case. Now, you also have tunesmithmusic.com?
Yes, tunesmithmusic.com is sort of the my company's name that I do the arranging, the editing, the movie soundtrack, you know, basically whatever to turn a buck.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being here, and thanks again to pianist Deborah Dirks.
Thank you, and thanks, everybody, for coming.
And we'd like to let you know that Lunchtime Classics will return next week with another live performance as we go live through the end of May. Go to WOL.org and find out more about that. I'd like to also thank P. Vincent Nevitt for being our audio engineer today. We'll see you next time. Thanks for coming.